you don't have to be on all the platforms. I know every single day people tell me, oh, you're leaving so much money on the table on LinkedIn. Okay, I'm going to leave money on the table at LinkedIn because I know what already works. I know that posting on Instagram works. I know that converting in the DMs works. What are you doing right now in your business that absolutely sucks, that you hate? Maybe it's like, I hate posting on Instagram. I hate posting on TikTok. I hate creating Canva reels, right? Like whatever that thing is. And I want you to ask yourself, what would happen if that went away? If I gave you full 1000% permission to just quit doing that thing. Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more recurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard, I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode. What's up, babes? Welcome back to the podcast. It is a beautiful Tuesday night. I am actually out walking Lou. She got a new leash today and she's so excited about it because it's actually a leash that goes around my waist, which means she can like run around like a lot farther. And I feel like she loves it because she feels like she gets to go so much farther. So I was like, come on, Lou, let's put the leash on. Let's go for a walk and let's record a podcast. I want to talk to you today about something that actually came up on my Sales Queen Collective call today. And this is my membership call. We're currently not enrolling any new members right now for the membership, but we have close to 100 men and women inside of this program, and it's really a great opportunity to come in and, you know, they get like a hot seat coaching call once a month, and then they get to learn from a guest expert. And one of the questions that was actually brought up today on the call was, you know, I haven't been posting a lot on my social media. I feel like I've kind of taken a break. You know, I've had some things going on with the kids, with family, all these other things. And now, how do I kind of go back into it without looking like I've been gone for a really long time? And one of the first things that I actually said to this person was, why weren't you on social media like during this time? Like, was it because you were busy? Was it because social media doesn't really light you up anymore? Is it because like you hate the platform? Like maybe you are on Instagram, but like Instagram's chaotic and you don't love it. Like I first wanted to get to the root of like why she wasn't showing up on this platform. Because while we're all busy, I absolutely get that. There's usually a deeper reason into why we're actually not showing up. And that's exactly what happened with this particular client. There was a deeper thing that was going on other than like, hey, I was just busy and didn't really have time to show up. What has actually been going on in the background is she has actually built an incredible, incredible Facebook group. Her Facebook group has grown to almost 20,000 people in the last couple of months. And that's really where she's been putting all of her attention and really all of her effort. She's been connecting with all of her new members. She's been posting content. She's been running challenges. She's been, you know, emailing people. Like she has been so focused in on these 20,000 people that she hasn't had the extra time to go post on the other platform. So when she had said to me like, hey, I've kind of taken a break, I was like, hey, insert name, I know that you've been on the other platform because I've actually seen you. I'm actually in her Facebook group. And I said, you know, I know that you're on this other platform. So it's not like you
don't have the time, but it's really about something that is not really lighting you up anymore. And I said, now tell me about this Facebook group. Like, how does it feel? And she was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with it. I love it. You know, every day I get excited because I have new members and, you know, I get to engage with so many new people and it's so active. And a lot of times when I'm on, you know, other social media platforms, whether it's TikTok or my regular Facebook page or even Instagram, she's like, I feel like sometimes I'm just like talking into like the abyss, right? Anybody else ever feel like that? Anybody else ever feel like they are posting and they're like, I hope somebody reads this or I hope somebody engages with this. And she's like, what's so different about where I am in my Facebook group is she's like, there's so much like action happening. There's so much like engagement happening and I really, really love it. So I said to her, again, insert name, you have almost 20,000 people in this group, 20,000 people. You absolutely could not even serve 10% of these people right now with the offers that she currently has or with the capacity that she currently has. And I said to her, what if you didn't post on that other platform? What would that mean? Are you posting on that other platform just because you think, in air quotes, you need to be? Are you posting on that other platform just because you think you should, right? In air quotes. Come on, Lou. Come on, Lou. Lou is stopping to eat and drink all the things on the side of the road that are not good for her, which means she'll probably be throwing up later in my apartment. You know, are you doing all these things because you think you should or because you actually think you need to? And she was like, you know, this is such a good point. I actually don't need to ever really go on Instagram. And I was like, no, you absolutely don't. Because one, it doesn't light you up. And two, it doesn't feel good for you. It's not something that you're excited about. So how many of us right now have something that's working? Whether it's a Facebook group, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a networking call, whether it's sales calls, connection calls, right? What is something that we all have right now in our business that is actually working really well, but we are not even taking the time to nurture that and to see what would happen if we put all of our attention on that for the next 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 90 days, 2 years, whatever that is, right? So what I really wanted to like talk about today on this podcast is you don't have to, one, be on all of the platforms. Like, if you take anything else away from this podcast today, please take away the fact that like, you don't have to be on all the platforms. I know every single day people tell me, you are leaving so much money. Oh my gosh, now Lou's leg is literally caught in this leash. Okay, I thought this leash was a good idea, but now it might be a hot mess. People tell me all the time, oh, you're leaving so much money on the table on LinkedIn. Okay, I'm going to leave money on the table at LinkedIn because I know what already works. I know that posting on Instagram works. I know that converting in the DMs works. I know that getting people on connection calls works. I know people going to my Facebook group or joining my weekly networking calls. That stuff already works. So why do I need to be spending time on something else that's not working and doesn't even feel good or light me up when I already have something that works? So I want you guys to grab a pen and a piece of paper and, of course, your beverage of choice, like it says in my intro, and really do some data analysis on your business. And really look at, one, what is the platform that is generating you the most amount of sales right now? What is the platform that is bringing in the most amount of income? Because what you will hear from me is, also, sorry about the large truck driving by. This is what happens when you record a podcast when you're outside and driving. You get all of the things. And you know what? We're not even going to edit it out because I also want to give you guys permission to show up messy and to do it your own way. So if it means for you to record a podcast means you got to grab your voice memo on your phone and walk outside, then this is your permission slip to do it. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? Doesn't need to be all curated and perfect. Just go out there and do it messy. Little side note from Jillian. But what I want you to think about is like, what is actually generating you sales right now in your business? Where are your leads coming in from? Again, ask yourself, Facebook, podcast, Instagram, TikTok, right? Whatever that is. And then I want you to ask yourself, if you were to double down on that for the next 30 days or even 60 days, what is a challenge could you give yourself? Could it be to get 5 more clients? Could it be to get 500 more downloads on the podcast? Could it be to get 10,000 more followers? Like, what is the thing that you could actually give yourself as a goal to hit if you focused all your time and your energy on that thing? That is really what I want you to think about as you are listening to this podcast and writing that down. Now, the second question I want you to ask yourself is, what are you doing right now in your business that absolutely sucks, that you hate? Maybe it's like, I hate posting on Instagram. I hate posting on TikTok. I hate creating Canva reels, right? Like, whatever that thing is. And I want you to ask yourself, what would happen if that went away? If I gave you full 1000% permission to just quit doing that thing. If you don't like posting on Instagram, let's move to a different platform. If you don't like writing emails, let's not write emails anymore. I talked about this today as well in the Sales Queen Collective. I hate getting emails. I'm sorry if I'm on your email list. I hate getting emails. And I also hate writing emails. So when I did this exercise, I said, what if I actually took this away? And writing emails felt like a text message. And writing emails felt like it was something that was really fun. So if you've seen, if you're on my email list, I hope every single one of you are. If you're on my email list, 90 to 95% of our emails are one sentences now. They're very short, they're very sweet, and they're right to the point. Because this is how I want to consume emails. And this is also how I want to write emails. So when I can write emails like this, I show up a lot more to them and I continue to do them even more. So these are the two homework assignments that I have for you guys to do until we chat again, whether this is in the Infinity program, whether you're a society member, whether you're a one-on-one client, or whether you were just someone hanging out in my world. This is what I want you to think about. I want you to think about these two things. And then I want you to slide into my DMs. Yes, I want all of you to slide into my DMs and tell me, what is the one thing you are going to stop doing? Because it no longer lights you up and you're going to now focus on the thing that absolutely lights you up. So you guys, sorry for my mantics tonight with my crazy dog and the truck and all the other things. But again, also permission to do it messy. If you've been waiting to start the podcast, grab your phone, go for a walk. If you've been waiting to hit live on your Instagram, do it. Don't wait for your hair to be perfect. Don't wait for your makeup to be perfect. Don't wait for the perfect filter. Just do it. Be okay being seen and just get out there and do it. So until next time, you guys, happy selling. Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts? Or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling, because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode. But until then, feel free to slide into my DMs because I cannot wait to get to know you better.